Here's a check on stories we're following for you on Robert Hood Radio. A National Weather Service has issued a winter storm warning. It remains in effect until 3 p.m. today, with heavy snow coming to an end. Total accumulations right now predicting of anywhere from 6 to 10 inches of snow. This warning is in effect until 3 o'clock this afternoon. A free health screening will be held at the library on South Main Street in Pine Plains, 11 till 3. More information at 1-800-471-0885. It is a one-day free screening. The Salisbury-Sharon Transfer Station Building Committee will meet at Town Hall in Sharon at 5:30, and the Transfer Station Advisory Committee has scheduled a regular meeting at 6:30 p.m. In Rhinebeck on January 17th, Oblong Books of Music author and historian David B. Woodner will present his revealing portrait of the end of Franklin Delano Roosevelt's life and presidency, the last 100 days, FDR at war and at peace, at 6 p.m. Now coming up on January 17th, there'll be an all-boards orientation review, 6:30 in Region 1. January 18th, the Region 1 Board of Education Personnel Committee meets at 2 p.m. And on the 18th, the Region 1 Board of Education special meeting will be from 3 until 5 p.m. at Housatonic Valley Regional High School. On Thursday, the 18th, the Downcountry Social Club has a double bill, Brooklyn-based Delaney, original compositions in Turkish and Rumeli standards, and Boston-based Sino Trio, contemporary sounds grounded in the flavors of Turkish and Akan music, at the Racebrook Lodge from 7 till 10 p.m. The public invited to share in a free community dinner at the Militant Presbyterian Church. That will be held on Friday from 6 until 7 p.m. In addition to the meal, there will be an opportunity to shop for free household items and clothing for the family. The dinner made possible through a grant from the Northeast Dutchess Fund, a fund of the Berkshire Taconic Community Foundation. January 19th in Great Barrington, W.E.B. Du Bois 150th Festival kickoff, an evening of drama retelling the life of Dr. W.E.B. Du Bois, plus community dialogue to kick off the 150th birthday celebration of Great Barrington's native son. That's at 6 p.m. The Cornwall Board of Education will conduct a session called Future Educational Opportunities for Cornwall Students on January 19th from 6:30 till 9 p.m. in the school gym. The program, spurred by the issue of declining enrollment and its causes, will be facilitated by Jonathan Costa of EdAdvance. Cornwall Consolidated School student population is about 75 in kindergarten through 8th grade. According to the organizers, this structured appraisal session is an opportunity for residents and taxpayers to comment to find areas of agreement regarding the current status and potential future of Cornwall students. Now on the 19th, Friday at Dewey Hall, a concert by award-winning Swedish quintet Jarez, who play extroverted, vigorous, and heartfelt folk music with influences from both jazz and pop, at Dewey Hall in Sheffield at 7:30. Laura Bradford, a.k.a. Elizabeth Lynn Casey, is coming to the Dover Plains Library on Saturday, January 20th at 11 a.m. A sign-up is recommended, but walk-ins are welcome. 845-832-6605 to sign up. There'll be a question-and-answer session as well. January 20th in Chatham, the Chatham Library, writer David Black will screen and discuss an episode of Law & Order entitled Life Choice, dating from the first season of the long-running series. It follows an investigation of a lethal bombing and stars Michael Moriarty and Chris North. A reception will follow at 3:30. Cornwall Library's Winter Film Series, which is presented by the Friends of the Cornwall Library, a suggested donation of $5 per film. All films are shown at 4 p.m. Film offerings coming up on January 20th, State of the Union. A presentation, Era of Elegance, the Legacy of the Livingstons in Claremont, will take place on Saturday at 4 p.m. at the Scoville Memorial Library on Main Street. Jeff Brown, curator at the Claremont State Historic Site in Germantown, will be the lecturer. The Amenia Fire Company will sponsor its monthly all-you-can-eat pancake breakfast on Sunday from 7:30 to 11 at the Firehouse on Mechanic Street. The menu includes pancakes, French toast, omelets, eggs, toast, hash browns, bacon, sausage, and beverages. The Salisbury Forum will present a documentary, A Plastic Ocean, which explores the issues of how plastics are in our oceans and how it affects the marine ecosystems and human health. It's a joint cooperation with the Filmworks Forum on January 21st, Sunday at 11:30 at the Movie House on Main Street in Millerton. Admission is free. Meanwhile, January 21st, Noble Horizons presents U.S. District Court Judge William Kuntz and former 17-year ACLU president, author, and law professor Nadine Strawson discussing Strawson's new book, Hate, Why We Should Resist It with Free Speech, Not Censorship, at 2 p.m. And on Sunday in Claverick at the Claverick Library, Developing Diversity and Landscape, Heather Grimes will show how to design a garden that will create an ecologically rich environment and restore degraded woodlands and meadow habitats for wild species. That's at 3 p.m. Our business brief is underwritten by Morgan's at the Interlaken, interlakenin.com, and Salisbury Bank, salisburybank.com. The Dow Jones Industrial Average was down 10.33 to 25,792.86. NASDAQ starts off today at 7223.69, and the S&P 500 starts off today at 2776.42. We'll take a look at the tri-state forecast. That'll come your way in just a few moments.